It wasn't me. It was my zit.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the show, The Big Party Show. This isn't the Father's Day version, by the way. Hey, so no. What'd you do with Father's Day real quick? You were making faces because Peter may have wanted to go out and
so
get a pork chop.
He no longer wanted to go out. He wants to grill pork chops. He wants home grilled pork chops.
Okay.
So that's fine. Like, whatever. I got him treats. So here's the thing. Peter is getting ready to leave town, and he's going to be gone for almost a month.
He's going to be where, too?
He's going to be in France. He's going
to
be.
Yeah, so that's why he wants to sit at home.
Yes. So he's like, I'm going to be eating out enough in the next month. Like, let's do home cook. He's like, but be sure that you get enough pork chops that I have leftovers for tomorrow, but not too many because I'm leaving Tuesday.
Pork chops. Jeez.
It's his happy food.
Wow. Yeah.
Pork chops and fried chicken.
I spent the whole day. I had family members over, but brother-in-law Manuel and Wedding's dad and I guess me. Anyway, so we just grilled the whole time, and Manuel won't let me down. He won't stop. So remember when we did that show and I made fun of everyone in the family who doesn't pick up after themselves?
Oh boy, yeah, they all got the memo after that. That's the quickest way between point A and point B. Put it on the show.
Katie told me that he was listening to the show. He had earbuds in, right? And he said, what? And she's like, what's wrong? He goes, he just said the family doesn't pick up after himself. Why would he say that? I'm like, oh, God.
You're like, ooh.
So now it's all the whole time this weekend, I was like, he would be, I'm going to go pick this up and take this and throw this away.
No,
so
no.
So you don't talk about it. That's what he kept saying, no matter what it was. So you don't talk about it. Well, when he got out of the car, he had some food that he had brought over. They brought over and there was a leak in one of the bags and it leaked like beans onto the driveway. Right.
So nothing like pavement beans get a party going.
Wait till Monday. I said, listen to Monday's podcast because look what you did to my driveway.
Oh, buddy. He's like, no amount of picking up is going to get rid of pavement beans.
I know. He told me to bust out the power sprayer and all that. But anyway.
You're like, yeah, I'd love to do that during the party where I'm hosting a lot of people.
Yeah. Happy. Thank you, Manuel. Happy Father's Day to you.
I want to welcome. We have a special guest on the show today.
Who's that?
It's the thing on my face.
It's the thing on your face? Ooh, get closer.
I have the largest
zit
on the planet.
What are you, 16? What is
it? I don't know. It is gigantic. Like it has like its own heartbeat.
I'm not going to lie. I noticed something going on Friday.
Yes.
I noticed it Friday. Was. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because I don't, you know, men, you don't say stuff like that's like telling her that she has a booger or a bat in a cave or
you
whatever.
You and I are past any kind of polite conversation.
Well, what do you want to do then? You want to name it?
I mean, it is seriously volcanic in nature.
Just name it.
I was at a lake cabin with a bunch of my family, and my cousin Sarah is like a skin guru. And she's like, I've got a 3-step method for you. Because I was like, I got to do a show and I got to like go on camera and I have a visitor.
Yeah, you do.
On my face. And it's not like it's so for people who are listening and they're not watching the YouTube.
You should be doing both. Yeah.
Yes. But I have it's like on my lower cheek right by my lips. And it is just it's one of those. Really,
it's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It's gigantic. I mean, there's no amount of, and people, it's one of those things where I haven't had one in so long. You forget, you watch people, their eyes drop and come back up. And you're like, I know you're looking at
it. You damn right they are. Cause I'm looking at it right now.
You can't stop looking at it. It's a giant, it's like a siren.
It's like a giant, it's almost the size of your nose hole.
Yes. I'm
that's
not
how
kidding.
Big it is. Sorry.
It is large. It is so big and it hurts. Like that's
oh, it's one of those.
Thing. It's
okay.
One of those. Like it's deep.
All right. So people hurts. People are into that Dr. pimple pincher, whatever, popper, pimple popper, right?
So I tried
people like to watch that. You know, maybe we can get some a lot of viewers here if we just pop that baby right here on.
Well, you were a topic of conversation.
I would vomit. What's
that?
Oh my
God, you were a topic of conversation because everybody in my family listens to the show and they're like, "What we need to do is make a video of you lancing it." I was like, "The fact that we have to use the word lance is really upsetting."
That's how big it is, people. You know, like, what you could do.
You know, you've gotten to a certain level of eruption on your face when somebody's like, "So when you go to lance it," I'm like, "Damn, it's not a boil." They're like, "Are you sure?"
I'm with
it's
them.
Pretty big.
I'm with them. What we could do for now, because you're going to have this thing on for the next month. God, we got to do a live show. I hope it's gone by then. No, I hope it's not gone by then.
You really want me to go in front of a live audience with this? You're the meanest mean girl ever. You're like, "I hope you have the biggest zit on your middle of your face."
We need to name it though. We need to name that thing if it's going to be here. So any suggestions, just go ahead and reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com or text us or call us. It's 915-0962.
Listen, I have absolutely no vanity when it comes to this stuff because I just wanted to get out ahead of it because anybody who's watching this YouTube video is going to say, like, she's never going to address the crater on her face.
I saw it Friday in all those clips, and I know. I didn't say anything. I didn't.
It was just.
I don't know why I didn't say anything, but
it was just getting rolling on Friday. So by Saturday, it really like got comfortable on my face.
Welcome to Pimple and, Talk.
Exactly. So back to what I was saying about my family talking about you. They were like, "What we need to do is we need to get a video of you, like, you know, popping it and then try to get it onto Party's algorithm so that he doesn't know if we just block your face out, like he doesn't know." And then it ends up on one of his like Friday fun fest where it's
I
like,
get all
check
that
out
stuff.
This gross TikTok that I saw. And I'm like, "That's me."
I get all of it anyway. We need to hit the sponsor. I don't know if we should back this up with this sponsor.
I think it's fine. We can do it.
All right, Amsterdam Falafel Kebab. Thanks for taking part in sponsoring the show. We appreciate it. And, you know, it's CWS going on, summertime. You guys are hanging out the pool or wherever you're doing. Maybe you want to hit a picnic. So grab some Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. There's that shirt number 4 of many, by the way. You can call them at 402-504-3223 to do a little order. You can order online and pick everything up, all right? That's eatafkdundee.com. And, of course, they cater as well. Any size party. They do vegetarian. They do gluten-free.
Vegan.
And we should tell them what they're eating, though. It's kebabs and falafels.
Donor kebabs, that's this, it's, you know, that yummy cone. So it's like beef and lamb, and they go ahead and shear it off. So it's like, oh, it's so good. Seriously. And then, like, the curry fries. Like, the curry fries are, like, to die for if you haven't had them.
Even it's an experience, it's, for sure.
It's own experience. So it's right there in the heart of Dundee, 50th and Underwood. You gotta check it out.
Are you not? Check out what I have right here. Can you see that?
That's those stirs we're talking about. No, it's a little blurry.
It's a little blurry. Here, hold on a second. Here, let me try to get that. You can't see it. It's anyway. You know, you get the. It's a no. That's a hairless cat, Molly.
Oh.
I went to a reception. I want to congratulate my buddy Mason Williams and Kurgan. They got married, and the reception was this weekend. So we went there, and it was nice because I got to see a lot of friends that I haven't seen in years. It's funny how you get married and or just get busy with stuff. And and it's like these are friends that we didn't have to go, "What have you been doing?" We just picked it right back up from, you know, from where we left off. But anyway, I was looking for something to drink, and they'd point over there, said, "Go mix your drink and mix it up with these stirs." And I was like, "Oh my God.
Those are the ones that the stirs
that you want for the live broadcast." Mm-hmm. So I figured I would show those to you and give you, I'm like, hands down, do it. But they also did tattoos. They also have little tattoos.
Oh my God, that's adorable. Grace. We got to get David tattoos. Oh, my God. By the way, I got a new picture of Murray this weekend. I sent it to these guys because while I was gone, I need proof of life.
Uh-huh.
My cat is still alive. So Peter, my husband, will send me pictures. And this one is literally him catching Murray mid-scream. Like, Murray's yelling at him. And it looks like he's got those human teeth.
Yeah.
You know how I mean, you see those?
We're getting a live news alert right now. Oh, hell no. Please, God, make it stop. No more. Please. Oh, please. Make it stop.
There you go.
My cousin Sarah had a great suggestion for merch. And
okay.
It's a t-shirt that should read, ask me about my cat.
Oh, God.
And then it says,
I'm telling you, it's just a little push. And next thing, it's 2 hours later.
God. Even if we just get one made for me, ask me about my cat with Big Party Show logo on the back. I mean, well, I don't think I'll be alone. I think Grace would wear one. Ask me about my cat.
Yeah, I laughed today because I looked up what day it was, you know, National whatever day, mm-hmm. just to see if there's anything funny. And again, it's all about your damn cats. It's Take Your Cat to Work Day.
Which is every day for me. Murray.
Yeah. So anyway, celebrate however you're going to celebrate.
Can you imagine somebody bringing a cat to an office? That would just be chaos. The cat would be so mad. It would just be terrible.
Know.
Hiding in a cubicle somewhere. You'd have to play like find the cat.
Find the cat.
It would be bad. It would not be good.
Let's get that motivational rolling. Then we'll roll into whatever's next today. It's been a weekend, boy. I am beat down, overserved.
Yeah,
I don't know
had
what
a crazy
I,
one. I had a crazy
I hate
one.
Worse. I don't like being high and doing this, and I don't like being hungover or drunk doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird? You would think you'd want to be one of those things.
No, I think that's a sign of healthy. I got to be high to do this show. I cannot show up sober. Hello.
Well, I drank that drink, a few shows ago. And I didn't realize it had 5 milligrams of that Delta 9, and it had 5 milligrams of that CBD. And I just grabbed it out of the fridge, and I'm sipping on this thing, and I'm realizing towards the middle of the last Wednesday, people need to listen. Mm-hmm. All I talked about was food for a half an hour,
and I
didn't know why. And then I realized afterwards, I wanted to go right to Amsterdam Falafel and go get those curry fries, but I realized that I was a little high, so I didn't want to drive.
You talking about food for half an hour is hardly a canary in the coal mine for you being high. That is just like you got on a tractor.
Yeah.
I mean, let
I
us
don't like that stuff.
Costco, where you did like a whole 20 minutes.
Now I'm just going to have to start reading labels. All right, Cam, can you hit V1 for me? It's Motivate Monday. Let's start your day off right here.
Oh, it's you again, the little biscuit with a heart of gold and the ass of an angel. Remember today to lock that self-doubt straight in the cupboard. And I'm not talking about some magical ass cupboard under the stairs. I'm talking about a cupboard where you can bury that deeper than Epstein's guest list. Because in case you forgot, you're worth it. And you got this. And that self-doubt hasn't got shit on you. Now go own this damn day.
Molly, come on. We got people listening. What are you doing?
It wasn't me. It was my zit.
Zit. The boil on your face.
Yeah. The Family Guy episode.
I don't know
what it is. What's his name had a zit, and it was like it overtook his entire life, and it was like angry. It was like talking to him. He's like, come on, man. We got to go fight those people. And I'm like, I basically have a face.
You have a friend.
I have a face friend.
Oh, my God. I have never seen that episode. Really?
Oh, my God. Really? Cam, you've seen that episode, haven't you? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. He's got this. And they make it talk. So it's like really gross because it's like a pimple talking and it's got a mouth and everything. And it like runs his life. Like it runs his life into the ground.
Okay.
That's what
it's like having a double head. I guess.
Careful.
It's very, like having two heads.
Very careful.
Well,
we're getting into innuendo town. It is not a good place to be right now.
Yes, we are. All right, quick Diddy update. All right. I saw Kanye showed up.
In all white. God. Looking like a weirdo. He was wearing a total Canadian tuxedo, only in white. It was denim on denim. It was a denim on denim crime.
I didn't mind the look.
He looked like he worked at the Cheesecake Factory.
He walks in. People just let him in. He can't get into the main court, by the way, Molly. He had to go to the overflow.
Good.
So he tried to get into the main court to support Diddy. And they pushed him off to the overflow, in which he sat there for a little bit and then he left. 20 minutes he was there to support his buddy.
Wearing sunglasses with a sunglass strap. Did you see that? He's got the thing.
Wait, did he have a strap?
Yeah, like the strap, like where it goes onto the back of the deal and it, the back of your head. I was like, really?
Okay.
You're going to lose your sunglasses?
Okay.
He's like, right. No, this is the look.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to happen. We're not going to make that look happen.
And outside of that, that's all that really happened because we're getting a little sick and tired of all of it. I am anyway. I just want to hear more in detail about like who is involved, like who got greased up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want to know what celebrities are involved.
We all want to know like the celebrity, like we want to get like the celebrity oiling. Crime only.
Yeah.
I mean, but we do have
think
to remember
we will.
There are like real people involved in this. But yeah, so it starts back up today.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to see if there's something. I mean, this is really going on. We haven't even gotten to the defense yet. So there's all that.
I think that starts today. I want to say it starts next, better yet, is mm-hmm. what I want to say. But God, I don't know. All right, best news of the day. What do we got?
Nebraska, you're doing great on tipping. So they just came out. You know, Toast is that automated thing that, like, a lot of times when you go to restaurants now, Toast is the interface that you use, whether it's the touch screen.
It's the thing they flip around,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, right?
Okay.
So Toast came out with their, like, breakdown of the best tipping cities or states in the country. And surprisingly, Delaware is, like, really generous. They tip an average of like 22.1%.
Okay.
On the flip side, California is terrible, which I'm surprised because
is it
because
of price of food
economy.
Or what do you think?
I don't necessarily think it's the price of food. I just think it's like, why are you? I mean, California is a pretty big tip economy. I mean, that's a big gig economy. So they think that they're like not so great. They are 17.3. I'm like, dude, not even 18%. I mean, 18% now I feel is the, you barely phoned it in. Like to me, 20 to 25% is the new
18%. I don't think I've ever tipped 25%. That's
really,
that's 1/4 of your bill. No, 20% is my top.
That's your ceiling.
That's my ceiling. I don't tip underneath that though. Do you ever tip underneath it for the service? I really don't. I don't know why. And maybe it's because of what we do. I don't want someone to look back and go, well, you know, big party's a cheap ass.
Right.
You know, I don't need that. Not that that matters. But,
well, it's
you know.
Just wild. Like when you look at, so Iowa did really well, 20%. They're one of the top earning. Nebraska came in at 19.9. Illinois came in at 19.2. But some of the big states are like these really small populations. Like New Hampshire is one of the top three. And it's 20.9. So number one, two, and three are Delaware, West Virginia, and New Hampshire. If you would have asked me, who do you think the top tipping states would have been? I would have been like New York, Illinois, and California, possibly Florida bumped in there somewhere.
Okay.
But it never would have dawned on me that like it was these smaller states that really show up for their workers, which I was like, well, good. We need to get better. They do say that this is down from the pandemic high. During the pandemic is when most people were really showing up, you know, and I think we all knew that because we knew people couldn't wait tables. So if
you
didn't order
people
out
were
and
ordering.
Stuff like that, yeah,
yeah,
like you were really making sure. But they were saying tips at quick service places, which I'm always blown away by, you know, when you like order it like a Chipotle or something like that and they want a tip. I'm like, dude, it's basically fast food. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I know
that's
you
what
assembled
they say.
My burrito, but like whatever.
Well, it's
by
a little
the way,
different
I
than
want
Burger
more
King.
Chicken than that. More rice. More rice.
More beans. Come on. Bring
Come
the beans.
On, bring the beans. Bring the beans.
You said you don't tip at Chipotle?
I mean,
they say don't tip at fast food joints.
I think that's ridiculous. I think it's so strange. I mean, we really like COVID really opened the door on tipping in places that we normally wouldn't. And that door stayed open. You know, we all were kind of stepping up because, you know, if you went to a coffee shop or if you went to a place where it's like,
sure,
like I have this great neighborhood coffee shop that I go to. I'll get a coffee and a scone to go.
What does your friend get? Mr. and Mrs. Boyle on your face.
Water. We're trying to hydrate this friend away.
Big old zit. Sorry.
I haven't asked it. Once it starts making its own money, maybe then.
Oh, it's like a child. Okay.
Right. Yeah. What have you done for me lately besides just ruin my face? I've got a silicone patch on it right now, which is really wild.
All I see is a big thing.
You can't see. No, underneath this silicone patch.
Okay.
You don't even want to know. I mean, this is like taming it down for the camera.
All right. Let me ask, if you took off that patch, would it talk?
We're not giving it a chance. I don't even want to hear what it has to say. He's like, I got a lot of opinions on how you live your life.
Like, well, that's why I'm here. Anyway,
I had to come home to my husband with this thing on my face.
Oh, that's sexy. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. I was like, hi. He's like, what are you, 16? Like, I am a child bride. I always tease him because we have an age difference. So I love to tease him that I'm his trophy wife.
Uh-huh.
Like every birthday, I'm like, oh my God, am I a trophy wife? Like, I'm so much younger than
you. My God, I don't want Sweet Wileen hearing this.
Oh my God. Sweet Wileen is a total trophy wife. Are you kidding me?
She's not that much younger than, well, she is younger than I. And I think it's the same age. It's the same difference as you and Peter.
Mm-hmm. Trophy wife status.
Yeah. Trophy wife status all day long. So what is he? Daddy? I mean, if he's trophy wife.
I wouldn't call him daddy. I mean, okay, I wouldn't say like he's a sugar daddy.
Never say that again.
No, again, he's kind of a sugar daddy.
Oh, and Wileen's a sugar mama.
She is a sugar mama.
Right now. And the only reason why is because we have zero.
We're sugar babies.
Oh,
wah. I was just talking to a friend of mine, and he was, he's dating, and it's really tough. It's hard to be a gay man dating. It is really tough to be gay.
Is it really?
Yes, it is savage.
Why is that?
Because men are all about appearances. So like you show up and if you don't have like rippled muscles or if you're not some like stacked gay, sometimes it's really hard to break through.
Well, it's no different than in female. I mean, I guess women look at personality, obviously.
Exactly. So you're talking about two guys are like, I don't care what your personality is. Show me your abs.
But they have chubby chasers. They like fat people too. I don't know. Something with a more cushion to the pushing. I don't know.
I don't know. But he traditionally has been the sugar daddy in a relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were trying to, with this friend of mine. So I was like, why don't you pivot and start going into the sugar baby category? Like, it's kind of nice to be taken care of. And now he's a sugar baby. And he's
so he has a guy that's got some cash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so now it's like a little bit of sugar baby action. I'm like, nice, isn't it? Feels good.
So how does this guy, how long have they been together now? These two guys?
I think a little over a year.
Okay. I got to be careful with what I say. I have questions.
It is Pride Month. So let's be very.
How does the sugar daddy treat the sugar baby?
Really well.
Okay. All right.
Well, this is the funny thing is that I met them both, and the sugar daddy and I were exchanging skincare, which is crazy to think about now.
The sugar daddy was. I wouldn't think the sugar baby was doing that, but daddy?
Obviously I need to get new gay friends because I'd be like, come on. How did this happen? Oh. They're like, listen, ladies' bodies are weird. I don't even know. There's a reason why I'm with men. Girls' bodies are gross.
Exactly.
But he had one of those red light
therapy
masks.
Thing.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, those freaking masks.
So I was
masks?
Like, oh,
okay.
Which one did you get? Which I tried over the weekend. I tried one of them. Anyway. So I was
and
like,
now you have a giant zit on your face. So I don't think it's working.
To help get rid of the zit. I was doing everything. Everything. This thing is just, resilient. Like America.
All right. So go ahead with the red. He was talking about the red light thing.
And I was like, oh, they're really expensive. He's like, yeah, I think his was like $700.
Okay.
And he's sugar daddy. Sugar baby chimed in and was like, you spent $700 on that mask. He's like, it's none of your business. I was like, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, sugar baby.
He wants to buy a $700 face mask. You shut it. quiet.
See, you need to guide him.
I do.
Us sugar babies need to guide these people a little bit.
Right. I was like, buddy, you never complain about them spending that kind of money because guess what? It's coming back to you.
I actually went to my sugar mama and I asked her permission to buy something.
Oh, wow.
And it was grass seed. She stared at me like, why are you asking me? I'm like, I just want to make sure it's all good.
Wait, going to her for nickel candy? Is it okay if I buy a candy bar?
Hey, staying in my lane.
No, I have to ask permission for things like I'm going to go out and make a major purchase.
Well, that is major. Money's money.
Grassy? No,
we do it differently. We do it differently in our sugar baby roles, I guess.
Yeah, you're a different sugar baby. Well, but also we're very gendered. You know, we are in heteronormative relationships. Like, you're with a woman, I'm with a man. So, like, for you, going to your sugar mama is a little different than when I, like, go to, like, daddy, I bought shoes. It happened. And I don't think you get to say anything about it. But if I go out and buy, like, king-size mattress, there's a reason I don't have a king-size bed. That's above my sugar baby pay grade. Yes, you can't just go out and buy that stuff.
No, it's not. Okay. All right. So I'm just trying to figure out. It seems weird to call ourselves sugar babies. But I guess it makes sense when we don't have a direct income coming in. And the spouses do.
Right. So we just have to be so really
sweet
cute.
Sugar mama. Yeah.
Just always be very like up for whatever.
So you got to guide your up for whatever. Guess where Wylene's taking me? Sugar mama's taking me.
Where?
She's taking me to go get foot reflexology. Are you familiar with that?
Really?
Are you familiar with it though?
Yeah. Isn't that where they touch your feet and it activates different parts of your body? Like there's like a foot map where it's like, this is my kidney and this is my stomach. And
that's where we're going after this. Sugar mama's going to treat me.
What does she want you to do?
I don't know. So a long time ago,
like, what's wrong with you that she wants you to get
everything? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Just I'm intrigued by
mental disorders. You're like, oh, pull that thumb.
Hold that toe.
Yeah, exactly. Pull that big toe. Keep pulling. It's still crazy.
I don't know. So I talked to when I got a massage once because of the neck thing I was dealing with, you know, some time ago.
Yes.
This woman also did the foot thing. And I asked her, what do you like more? And she goes, oh, my God, I could spend 8 hours rubbing someone's foot. And I thought, is that a sexual thing? This is weird.
No.
And then she started kind of showing me what she does a little bit. And it felt so good. But I couldn't just put it together. I was like, this woman must have a foot fetish or something. If you want to do eight hours of rubbing on a stranger's toes. I think feet are the grossest things ever. But I haven't clipped my nails or anything. So they're going to be doing some dragon claws. Freaking
don't go in there with talons. Do the woman a favor. She's going to make your stomach happy. I don't know.
Do whatever. Yeah, I don't know what it does. But the lady was telling me that the foot, like you said, has so many different. They're the map of your whole body. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, it feels great. I mean,
okay.
You know, and if you really do see somebody who has studied, I mean, I haven't actually gone to anyone. I just know because I've had friends that have gone and they're like, I had digestive issues. And then they went ahead and did my feet and now things have been better. I'm like, well, okay. I mean, I'll try anything. Listen, somebody touching me, massaging my feet. I'm like, okay. They're like, your zit's going to go away. I was like, that's just extra. This is bonus.
Name it. We got to name it. So anyway, that's what my sugar mom is doing.
That's nice.
Today.
The big thing, like, okay, so here's the spendy thing that I would have to put by Peter and I'm putting off for now. I really want to get my colors done. Like, so many of my friends have done this recently and they've said that it's a game changer for like.
What do you mean by colors done? Like color your hair?
No, like they put colors, like they put swaths of colors along your shoulders, right? Like across, draping across. And you find out which colors work for you. Like there are certain colors that wash you out and certain colors that like really like. So whether you're a winter or spring, summer, fall, like you have a different like, oh, cooler blues are better than warmer blues. Even though you think all blues are the same, they're not.
No, they're not.
And so I've friends get their colors done and you really can tell the difference. Like all of a sudden you're like, well, that shirt looks amazing on you. They're like, that is because I got,
you got your colors done. Well, I would suggest that you not wear such dark colors. You used to do nothing but black.
Yes.
Mainly because your skin is so white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so I've been trying to get away from black. I've been really working hard. And I mean, I've gotten to, you know, other colors. I really like wearing white. basically anything in the Bruce palette. I call myself an urban minimalist. If just imagine you punched somebody. And that bruise now is a few days old. It's really ripened. And it's got like all purple. Those different. Yeah, it's got like faded. That purple and blue and greens and all that kind of stuff. That is exactly what I would walk into a store and be like, the bruise palette, please.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes
sense. That's usually what I shop with. But no, be nice to like have somebody tell you like, this is the colors. These are the colors that would work well for your skin or your tone or whatever. I've had friends do it. They swear it's, but it's not cheap. Like it's hundreds of dollars to get it done.
All right.
I mean, it's not.
So you'd have to ask Sugar Daddy Peter to.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to be like, that. I'm going to spend how much for you to find out what color you like?
I'm with you, but I'm
absolutely
staying.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So that's bottom of it. That's one of those things. So lane. Talking about being a sugar baby, that's something I would have to get permission.
Sugar baby. All right, we got to get to Don't Know Dumb Questions real quick. This is from Carrie. What's the one thing that people look ridiculous doing, in our opinion? Oh. I'd have to say running.
Really?
Yeah. No one looks like they're happy when they're running. No one's smiling and running. They look miserable.
Well, that's miserable. You're saying ridiculous.
And ridiculous.
I mean.
Sorry, I don't run.
What makes people look ridiculous?
Ridiculous doing. God,
that's
That's a tough question. I don't know an answer, because you're right. I'm being ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I mean, like, there's so many things that could fall into that, like things that just a human has to do. Like, do people look ridiculous when they're blowing their nose? Like, do people look ridiculous when they're
eating a banana? Cam, you can't see, but Cam is eating a banana. I almost picked the same thing.
Ridiculous. People do kind of look ridiculous. Thanks for illustrating. Eating.
So Cam eats, you can't see this. I wish you could, but Cam eats, people eat bananas differently. Cam's eating a banana right now. So he's eating his with the skin all peeled around.
Okay.
Right?
That's what, do you eat it with the skin on? I mean,
like, I take it off. I take it off. Yes, I take the whole banana off.
Gross.
And eat it like that. Like a,
your paws, I guess, monkeys. All over it? It's a natural container. You never have to touch the food that's going into your mouth. God made that. So like,
so you eat it like Camden. You eat it peeled down.
Yes, peel, and you peel as you go. I mean, I don't even like peel the whole thing. Like I peel like.
So there's like three ways. Cam just peeled the whole thing down. Right, Cam? Shake your head. Yes. See,
no,
he's got
he
it down.
The whole, oh, okay.
He's got it down. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was going to eat a banana, too. There you go.
Jeez. I think people look ridiculous eating bananas in public.
There you go. There's the
another
answer.
One. Hot dogs. Like, that's another one where it's, like, really tough to, like, look cool eating a hot dog.
And really?
You're just, like, stuffing it in.
Yeah, big old hot dog. I made, by the way, this weekend. I don't really do this often, but I saw something on, my sister-in-law, Katie, sent it to me. It was one of those TikTok things, the hacks for food.
Okay.
And basically you get hot dogs and then you put a rub on them. First you cover mustard, put a rub on them, and then you throw them in a smoker for an hour, right? Then you pull them out, you slice them up, throw some barbecue sauce, some butter, and then you put brown sugar on the top of it, right? Jesus. And then you throw it back in there for like another hour and it turns into candy. So I made candied hot dogs this weekend.
That sounds
delicious. It was absolutely delicious. But
like
anyway,
that is like food triggering for me.
Yeah. So hot dogs.
I don't
dogs,
know what my zit thinks of it.
I know.
It's like, that sounds like the kind of thing that's going to keep me sticking around.
Yes, I think so. Please keep that thing.
No. Somehow. I want it to be gone by our next show.
Any names, again, reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also 402-915-0962. Live show July 12th at Herd at Sports Bar. Putting everything together now. Get your tickets. All right. You can get it through Eventbrite. Yeah, just look for a big party show, but get them before they're gone. We're going to have Jocelyn DeBonis jumping on at about 7:30. Doors open up at 6. Herd at Sports Bar again is over in La Vista. And go hit up our Facebook pages and wherever you can find us. And then you can get links there as well. But we all want to see you there. Of course, it's going to be
over on Instagram.
Time.
Links in our bio that leads to that. And then keep in mind, so when you buy a ticket, we're buying you your first drink.
Yeah, we're going to have drinks together.
So we're going to also have signature drinks, but like included in your ticket that you buy, you get a cocktail.
Yeah.
Or beer,
it's funny because when I was at Mason and Kurgan's reception, I felt like I was at it was a test run of our podcast.
Oh, really?
Because they had those sticks with the cats on them, the stir sticks, right? Mm-hmm. They had signature drinks. And then also, what else? We want to do I don't know if our spouses, our sugar people would like this, but we're going to do like a marriage book. What was that?
Marriage guest book. I know.
Yeah. Right?
Our partners are going to be like, wait, you guys aren't married though. We're like, well, we're kind of work married. We've been together for 20 years. A long time.
That was a long time.
It's longer than you and I have been married.
Yeah. Hey, you're right about that.
I mean, we're making it work. Who's the sugar in this relationship? Neither one of us for both.
Yeah. No, we just make it work somehow. All right. So, yeah, thanks again to Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab. Go get some food from there whenever you can. And if you know anyone that can sponsor any portion of the show, let us know. Just get a hold of us. Or reach out to Herd at One. Okay. All right. We're out of here. Have a safe day. We'll see you Wednesday and do yourself good.
A Herd at Media production.